Well, good afternoon and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. This is your host, Candy G. I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and the founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary results. I have a strong desire to affect real change as I myself rose from a life of meager existence as a single parent to a life of bounty and joy. Now, in this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News, New World Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the basis for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and all the work that's delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to you, the public, through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and, well, impassioned living. So what I want to do before we talk about today's guest, I want to share today's G-note. And today's G-note is what I call a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I send to your email box every day. You can go to candyg.com, K-A-N-D-E-E-G.com, and say and sign up for G-notes. And today's G-note simply says, dear friend, share life's magic and wonder. Isn't that the truth? And I can't think of a more appropriate person to share life's magic and wonder than today's guest. And I couldn't be more excited. And that's the truth. You saw her first in the movie E.T. the Extraterrestrial. The movie touched all of us. And then Cujo, The Howling, and more. More recently, you may have seen her on television shows like Grey's Anatomy's Cold Case, Without a Trace, Ghost Whisperer. My name is Earl, Criminal Mind, Saving Grace, Law and Order, Los Angeles. But Dee, well, she comes to our show today not just as one of Hollywood's most successful working actresses, but as a globally recognized spiritual leader and healer. And through her unique style of intuitive acting, Dee discovered the spiritual wisdom that allows her to live an inspired and creative life that mirrors her hopes and dreams. So, and I also have to say that she comes to our show today is who I consider a great friend. So please help me welcome Dee Wallace to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Oh, Candy G, it's so good to be here. But something happened right in the middle of you doing this incredible introduction, and you're all hazy and blurry, and I can barely understand you now.
And globally, can you hear me now?
No.
You cannot. All right, we're going to get our engineers to work on that. So what we're going to do is we're going to let them know
there
that
we go. It's all
did
bad.
They get
I don't know what that was about. I'm sure you said fabulous things, though. Because
well, you know, I did. I said fabulous things. I said fabulous things. And, you know, what's happening is here's what I've come to understand, because I believe this is maybe the fourth time you've been on the show. And so much energy gets pumped through the airwaves that all kind of craziness just shows up. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, I got a lot of it to share. You know that. How are you, my good friend?
Life is strangely and wildly remarkable and accommodating. That's what I have to say today.
Remarkable and accommodating. I like that.
Well, so whether I'm thinking good things,
you know, that
tell me.
August was all about clearing stuff out. Anything that wasn't resonating with the truth had to leave. That's why, you know, a lot of people are experiencing people leaving and relationships ending and all kinds of things like that. And I just want to tell everybody off the bat that October is going to be the month where everything just kind of settles and we sail. Isn't that a good thing to hear?
So excited.
Of course, you have to create it that way, right?
Well, right. So let's talk to folks about creating it the way they want.
Well, basically, if you don't create it consciously, then your energy gets created by the media, your genetics, your parents, your significant other, your fears, whatever. We know, Candy, that all there is energy. But that energy doesn't have a consciousness. The energy needs to be directed, and then God, the Force, higher love, whatever your term is for it, can come forward and support you in what you've committed to create. But you've got to make the choice, and you've got to make the commitment to bring it about. And I think that's where most people are still kind of deferring to that old-time religion stuff, you know, waiting for somebody to come in and save them, waiting for somebody to come in and give them the answer, waiting for the answer, and they're it. You've got to go into yourself.
Well, you know, I think I see a lot of that, especially right now, and I don't want to bring any, I kind of have to bring this into the mix. Shoot me, but, you know, with all the stuff that's going on with the election, are you breathing still?
I put out a big thing on YouTube that I would love everybody to go watch. I didn't mention any parties. I didn't mention anybody's name. But I spoke about spirituality and the principles of spirituality and creation. It's obvious that one party is for wholeness and working together and the positive belief that we can create what we want. And the other party does not want to be wholeness and does not want to work together. And we know from the creation point of view that doesn't fly.
And I believe you, and I know what you're saying in a big way, and you know that from the time that we've spent together, and getting folks to understand how this works and how can they can bring principles into their own life, because I find people more and more and more sitting back saying, I don't know what to do. How do I make life work?
Well, again, if they keep telling themselves they don't know what to do, they're never going to get the answers, because that's a direction of your own energy. When you sit there and go, I just don't know, then the universe will give you back the best not knowing that it can.
And so basically what I hear Dee saying is your world, the world that you're creating, is a reflection of what you're thinking and saying. So if you're saying, I don't know, that's what you're going to get back in return. If you're saying that I can't get what I want, that's what you're going to get back in return, because this incredibly creative universe is non-judgmental. It's kind of like, Dee, would you say it's kind of like ordering off a menu?
Yeah. You get exactly what you want, unless there's a part of you that's saying the words that you want, but you have a lot of energy that doesn't really want to create it. And then, you know, it's like James Dean said, it's not about the words. It's about the intention, the vibration, the commitment, really, to your energy creating what you want. So, for example, a lot of us judge money, are not in harmony with money because we feel like we don't have enough money, and yet we ask for more money in our lives. You know, we're afraid to ask for more money because we think spiritually that's a low place to be. And a number of, you know, millions of other things that go into not truly being in harmony with what you're asking for. I mean, if we're honest with each other, we all like money. We like the security of money. We like the playfulness that money can buy us. You know, we like to share it with our loved ones. We like it. We like money. So I like money too, and I don't understand why we can't just come out and go, yeah, I like it. It's good stuff, and it's my consciousness that decides whether it does good or whether it does bad. The money doesn't have any power.
Exactly.
It's my consciousness that I put behind it.
Exactly. So what we're going to do is we're going to come back and we're going to figure out how we can begin to have all the things we really like money and love and relationships and all that great stuff. Hey, this is Candy G with one of her great friends, Dee Wallace. Yes, I've got Dee for this hour. Stick with us. We'll be right back in a few minutes.
small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? Amerijet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Amerijet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call Amerijet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G book should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back. This is Candy G with my great, wonderful guest and friend, Dee Wallace. Now, Dee is an actor, healer, best-selling author. Her film, TV, and commercial credits number in the thousands. And although she's had much success, she's still reachable by her audience, doing two radio shows a week, monthly live webcasts on her own network, and annual weekend workshops at her home in Woodland Hills. Now, when Dee is not in the studio or on the set, you'll find her at a convention somewhere between the West and East Coast, and we really consider Dee today's new Renaissance woman. Now, speaking about one of those events, and we're going to talk about this event from time to time, is she will be speaking at Spiritual Awakenings Conference, a celebration of life. And you get to spend the weekend with your favorite best-selling authors and presenters, enjoying life-changing, inspirational lectures and workshops designed to empower your spirit and uplift your heart. And November 9 to 11 in San Diego. And so you just need to go check it out. And the best place to check that out is universallightworkers.com. Or like always, you can contact me, Candy G, at CandyG.com, and say, hey, where's that event that Dee's going to be at? And I'll make sure you get all the info. And we'll mention this again. Absolutely, we will mention this again. You know, Dee, in this crazy world that we – crazy, wonderful, delightful world that we're in, how do we help folks regain a sense of true – belief and optimism that life can be the way it is? Because there's so much out there telling people that they cannot have the life they want.
Well, but I think you answered your question within the question. You know, again, if you keep listening to all the limitations, then you accept the definition of the limitations, and it's not possible to create the life of abundance and wellness and relationships that you want. Because, you know, the world is saying, well, it's hard. And, you know, there's not enough to go around. And if anybody gets sick in your family, then you're going to get sick, because that's the way it's always been. You know, we have to take our power back, guys. And then we have to start working with our power. And that's a big issue for a lot of spiritual people. They seem to think, you know, because we're spiritual, we should be kind of, you know, the meek inherit the earth kind of stuff. And it doesn't work that way. I mean, you have to powerfully be your own creator, make your own choices. And the meek and the humbleness and the gratitude comes from the fact that the Creator, the energy, gave us the right to use our own free will to do that. And that is a powerfully humbling gift.
I think it's powerfully humbling, but there's also a place with a lot of folks sitting back going, do I believe it? How do I get it to work? What do I do with it? I mean, I think there are a lot of folks today are feeling very, I don't want to use the word confused. There's another word I'm looking for.
Beaten down, yeah.
Ah, there you have it. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're right. I think folks are feeling very beaten down when they really don't have to be. Beaten down is kind of a choice.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, Candy. No matter what goes on in your life, you have a choice of how you feel. You just do. And the great thing about energy is that it responds to whatever you choose. It's a law. So the better you feel and the happier you are, the better your health's going to be, the more money you're going to make, and the more relationships are going to come into your life that you want to support you, because the energy responds to that high, joyous vibration that lives in gratitude and power. You know, I talk a lot about the word ask, because in the original Hebrew, ask is claim or demand. It's not, oh, golly gee, if I'm worthy, you know, could you maybe deliver this to me if you think I'm okay to get it? No, it's, I am choosing this. I demand this from the energy. I claim this for myself. And now I allow the universe to come in and support me in this decision.
I think this is such an important point for folks. And what I want to do is I want to dip off to that person that might be listening that's saying something like, well, you don't understand how I feel. I just got fired. I don't have money coming in. I'm not happy in my relationship. How am I supposed to feel good or feel happy?
Well, and I would answer them, I have been all those people. I have not had enough money. I have had an ill body, been very challenged in relationships, both business-wise and personally. I've been all those people. And I've been the people that said exactly that. And I'm telling you, get out of your head. It doesn't make any sense to be happy anyway, but that's the quickest thing that will turn your life around and get you back on track in creating what you want.
Do you have something you can share with folks to help them to get be happy anyway? To get to that space that says, okay, I'm going to be happy today regardless of what happened yesterday that was not so happy.
Well, and you know, really, Candy, I start my day before I ever get out of bed. I direct my day. And my intention is always to connect with the highest information and knowledge from the world of all possibilities with the highest understanding possible. And I am committed to serving myself and others in the world in this way. And I direct my heart to open, all my energy centers to open. I want to claim that I stay in my knowing, that I'm clear about things all day, and that my choice is to always choose happiness in every moment. So it's not like an empty affirmation. You're not just saying it over and over and over again, you know, hoping that if you say it enough times, it'll come about. What you're doing is literally directing your energy. You're focusing your energy.
And you know, Dee, here's what I hear. I hear what you talk about with such conviction, and you say, my intention is, I direct, I am committed, I claim, I am clear. my choice. And so those things, they hold such conviction as opposed to, I kind of sort of hope maybe this would happen if maybe it's okay for it to show up for me. Thank you.
And you know, I go back to the John Mayer song, "We're waiting for the world to change." But the world ain't going to change until you change your world within you. That the outside world will absolutely mirror back to you everything that you believe.
Okay. I know. Now I'm going to let you say that last, but say it again. The outside world will absolutely, go ahead and say it again.
Mirror back to you whatever you believe, even if you don't know you believe it.
That is so powerful because people kind of don't get it. They'll sit back and go, wow, I was just fired from my job. Oh my, look at what they did to me. Instead of going, okay, this situation happened. What is it that I am creating in this moment to take me to another bigger place?
Right. And, you know, a lot of people, because, you know, I do one-on-one sessions daily mm-hmm. around the world. And so many people that call about, you know, I just lost my job. And my first question to them was, did you really want to be there? And there's usually this pause. And, well, no, I didn't really want to be there, but I didn't want to lose my job. See, so you're not in harmony with being there. And the universe said, okay, we'll give you a shot at not being there then. See how you like
that's
that.
Because that's what you really want, because you really don't want to be there. So here,
yeah.
You've been asking for this. I get this in the biggest way. And when folks are no longer there, oh, you know what? I've got a question for you, but this has to wait till after this break because the music is going to start. Dee Wallace, I love you. You're so amazing. I love your teaching. And we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to answer this question for me. We'll be right back.
Do you need to ship food, personal effects, or relief goods to your loved ones in Haiti? Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. AmeriJet offers schedule all cargo service to Haiti. There are no restrictions on weight or size. Track your shipment online and be ensured that your shipment will arrive in Haiti on the next available flight. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Brown. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back. So here, all right, listen to these folks. Dan Millman, Michael Murdad, Theo, channeled by Sheila and Marcus Gillette, Mary Morrissey, Robin Rose, Nick Arandis, Judith Kuminsky, Lee Holden, J. Scott Berry, John Seary, Armand and Angelina, and the most wonderful, delightful, amazing teacher I know, Dee Wallace. Okay, they're all going to be at the Spiritual Awakening Conference, a celebration of love and light. It's amazing, November 9 to 11, San Diego, California. It's incredible, all the things they've got going on. So go to universallightworkers.com or CandyG at CandyG.com and say, hey, what's that address again? And check it out. And please go see, if you see no one else, see the amazing Dee Wallace, who I so admire. And trust what she has to say and how she teaches it in the biggest way. And so back to our great guest, Dee Wallace. And so we talk about folks mirroring what they want and being in a place of having a way of kind of asking for what they don't want by focusing on what they don't want. How do we begin to teach folks to just kind of flip that and shift it around?
Okay, well, if you know what you don't want, Candy, you know what you do. So, you know, it's so funny that we're literally not, we're taught to think in no instead of yes. You know, and even if you go through parent effectiveness training with a child, you know, they will tell you, don't say to them, don't touch the TV, because that will give them the picture and the direction to touch the TV. So what you do is you go, oh, look at this toy. Wouldn't you love to play with this toy? And then they move away from the TV and play with the toy. But we don't do that with ourselves. So literally, I had a woman come up at a workshop, and I said to her, okay, what do you want? I don't want to worry about money so much. Uh-huh. What do you want? Well, I don't want to worry about money. Okay, what do you want? Jesus, I don't want to be so stressed out about money. Aren't you hearing me? I said, uh-huh. What do you want? It took me almost 10 minutes. Almost 10 minutes. And finally the light bulb went on. And she said, oh, I guess I want more money. Is that okay? Well, I rest my case. So, you know, we're taught to say what we want by going to what we don't want. And as the toddler then, that's what takes our focus. And we do exactly what we don't want. We create more of stressing about money, not having enough about money. I mean, it's a challenge physically. I understand that for someone that says, I've just been diagnosed with cancer. And it's a true statement that the more you strive to feel good, be happy, laugh more, while you are taking whatever steps you have to bring your body back into wholeness and wellness, while you're focused on the wellness, it's a true statement that that's the best way to create wellness. Have you read Anita Moorjani's book?
That I have not, and I've read most folks.
Well, mm-hmm. I think it's really interesting because she had to die in order to get what you and I have been saying for years. The most important thing you can do is to love yourself. And she says in this book, the thing she realized when she died and crossed over was that she didn't love herself, that she was in fear about everything, judging herself, questioning herself, and that if she attributes her wellness now to anything, it's that she learned on the other side to love herself. And I have said from the time I began this work, the most important product that I've ever done was the I Love Me Play Shop. And I think it's the cornerstone of everything.
I have to agree with you. I do a lot of, as you know, a lot of workshops and training and all the stuff that I do. And I do a lot of personal coaching. What I find with folks, and really in the biggest way, is all of their conversation, and it'll spiral around in all these circles, but it all gets down to, even if they say, well, this happened to me, or this is going on here, or this, it all comes down to, I don't feel good enough because I don't love me.
Yeah.
And I've discovered that, yeah, in a big way.
You know, I judge me. I'm afraid other people judge me. I put myself last. You know, I enable pretty much everybody else in my world, but I don't take care of me. I mean, come on, breast cancer, uterine cancer, those are the focal points of where a woman nurtures herself. That's her femininity. That's her feminine power. And so it's not surprising as we move on in the world and women move up in the corporate ladder and put aside that part of themselves, or mothers that give up themselves and their lives for their family just to serve them, that we are seeing a rise in breast and uterine cancer.
I'm not surprised. Right. I'm not surprised because of the focus. Because it's all about.
The panel's also saying sex. All this judgment about sex and great sex. And I know you laugh at me because you know I love sex and I love to talk about sex.
Okay, so we can talk about that because, you know, we both. Well, okay, fine. I'm with you, girlfriend. I'm there.
Hey, and so is Dr. Oz.
It's a good
way.
Thing.
I
have a friend who's a cardiologist, and he says the best thing you can do for your heart is have sex at least 3 times a week.
Yep.
I love this guy. I think
it's great. Dr. Oz agrees, you know. And so, you know, stop and look at all of your judgments and your belief systems and your religious, right, belief systems that say sex is bad. Even if it's your child that you're talking to or your teenage self that you're talking to, if any of that stuff is still lurking around, you know, your body's got to respond to it.
You know, I have to share a word with you, and I want your comment on this word, because this word has been a very highly charged word and conversation for the longest time. Okay, so tell me how you feel about, are you ready?
Yes.
The economy.
Well, you know, Candy, the basis of everything I believe is as you believe, it will be delivered unto you.
Exactly.
Now,
and so the more
people could just get their minds wrapped around the fact that things don't happen in a linear order the way we've always been taught. So if you're holding the belief that the economy's bad and you're going to be affected, then by golly, you will. But I think it's safe to say that you and I are not experiencing that because we do not have that belief system in place.
And what you're saying is exactly the truth. And it's my goal, just so you know, and with you arm in arm, to get folks to return to optimism, because we can focus on those things that can help to create the life that you want. And it's there for all of us. It's absolutely there for all of us when you can listen to folks that say, I know how it works. I can give you the tools. And not just,
yeah, but
you know,
got to do it.
You have to do it. Hello.
You can't keep arguing for your limitations in your stories. You've got to do it. So, you know, do we get out and create product, Candy? Yeah. Do we get out and teach seminars? Yeah. We go take action, don't we?
Now, and I have to tell you,
we take action around what we're passionate about. We don't just go do stuff for the sake of doing it, because that doesn't create success either. But when you find what you're passionate about, you keep your heart open, your intention is to serve with love, and then you take action, you better believe you are not going to experience a crappy economy.
I'm just nodding. I'm just sitting here nodding as you're talking. So you're wondering, where'd she go? I'm just nodding, okay? But the truth is that if folks could understand the extraordinary power of not just thinking about, but feeling about, and how important your feelings are about feeling passionate about what you do. And I speak to so many folks. I speak to so many folks that are so worried about what's going on, and they want that guarantee for the future. And what my belief is if you want the guarantee for your future, is to dip inside, find out what you're passionate about,
yep.
Step out, regardless of what anybody else says you should be doing, and then build extraordinary belief around that, because your belief is your guarantee.
Yep.
It's not a paycheck. It's not a company. It's not somebody else who signs anything for you, but your guarantee is that belief, because you know that things will be created for you in the highest and best good. So go out and build belief is what I say.
And I'm sitting here nodding.
Okay, now I have D speechless. Yay!
but it's
oh,
true.
I miss you, huh?
And if you're worried about the economy, what you're doing is saying, don't touch the TV. And that's taking all your focus toward the economy, listening to the people who are putting more fear in. I mean, back to the parties now. Which party is giving you more fear to plug into? Move away, guys. You know what the principles are. You know, if you're hearing something that isn't the truth, move away from it and go to the other place that is the truth. And if you're not sure what the truth is, then start directing yourself to be clarity and know the truth.
And I agree with you. And the truth is, I say turn off the TV and find other ways to check out the platform.
Yes.
And see whose ideology resonates with yours. I mean, that's who you want to have in office. Let's face it. That's what you want to do. Hey, you know, we have about 30 seconds before break. And so what I want to do is I want to give a big shout out, Dee, to Lance, because Lance, I know Lance is a sweet, wonderful young gentleman, is listening to the show today. So, Dee, could you just say hi to Lance? Because he just knows who you are and admires the heck out of you. And you're going to take us to break.
Well, hi, Lance, baby. I've got my arms around you and just sending you bunches of love.
So take us to break, Lee. I mean, Dee. Listen, Lee,
okay,
Lance,
and
Dirt, Dee.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more great stuff with Candy and Dee.
Yay, Candy and Dee.
AmeriJet, your best choice for shipping personal and commercial goods to the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. With daily all-cargo service to more destinations than any other carrier, AmeriJet provides the services you need. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. All-cargo services to Trinidad, Barbados, Haiti, Dominican Republic, Mexico, Guyana, and Jamaica. 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
And now, WZAB Traffic. This update is brought to you by Garmin. Out of Broward County, and an accident on the Florida Turnpike northbound at 595 is blocking that exit ramp. Also dealing with a crash on the Florida Turnpike southbound after Southwest 120th Street, your left lane is closed. For those of you taking the Palmetto Expressway northbound after Southwest 8th Street, an accident off to the side, still expect delays. A Garmin Nuvi can show you the lane you need to be in. It makes every drive easier. Drive easy with Garmin, the most trusted name in GPS navigation. That's your South Florida traffic.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. I am here with my great friend and an amazing teacher, Dee Wallace. And I want to remind you about a celebration of love and light. Spend the weekend with amazing folks. It's a conference put on by Spiritual Awakenings, and it's their 17th annual one. And just go to universallightworkers.com and check it out. Please, please take the time to go see it. And that's November 9 to 11. So, Dee, you know, we have about 20 minutes left in the show. With all the folks that you talk to and all of the things that you see going on in the world today, what do you find being the biggest issues or some of the things that you would like to either share or ask to the listening audience?
Oh, gosh. I think the biggest jump, you know, we're doing this. My partner and I, one of my partners, Jared Hewitt, and I are doing this amazing program called Let the Shift Hit the Fan right now. And what I'm finding with everyone that's participating, Candy, is the highest word is confusion. And they hear the words, they know the principles, but they just get confused how to do it. And I think that's our biggest challenge, our biggest opportunity right now. And really, I think people make it so hard because they want to hold on to their stories and they don't want to accept total responsibility. So let's just walk everybody through the principles. Is that okay?
I'm with you.
Okay. Number one, you're God. Period. You are the God of you. You were given free will to create you however you choose. So nobody else is going to decide that for you, choose it for you. Nobody else is going to take action or commit to who you want to be. Nobody else can define you but you. Nobody else can come forward for you but you, and nobody else can give you your freedom back but you. I don't care, and the energy doesn't care, who raped, pillaged, betrayed, used, or abused you. They will not give you your freedom back. They will keep you from creating your own life because you have chosen to still remain a victim from it.
Okay, I'm going to stop here for a second just because I love you. I adore you. I'm nodding incessantly. I'm taking incredible notes. I know what you say is truth, but for those folks that do not understand what you mean by, I want to take it down to, you know, as easy a term as possible, especially for those folks. Maybe they've heard the show for the first time. So what do you mean by the energy?
Well, a lot of people call it God. A lot of people call it the force. A lot of people call it source. It doesn't really matter what you call it. It's the creative force. That's my favorite term. The book that changed my life was Volume 3 of the Saint Germain series of the I Am Discourses. Now, basically, in a simple nutshell, what your I Am presence means is anything you say I am, whatever follows that, creates who you are. So if you get up in the morning and go, oh, I'm so tired, the energy, God, the creative force, will give you the best tire it can because it doesn't judge. It is only there to come forward to support you in whatever you are choosing, claiming, and focusing on. So let's say you want to lose weight. Focusing on how much weight you want to lose will only work if you love your body and direct it to be the weight you want it to be at. That's not judging it, condemning it, not liking it, and hating the fact that you have to lose the weight from it. That is very different than going, you know what? This is the God that I am. I'm God. So I'm going to love this body, no matter what it looks like right now. It is the physical manifestation of what I've directed it to be somehow. Through my thoughts, my focus, my genetics, right? And a lot of people out there going, well, I don't have any control over my genetics. And I say to you, your I Am Presence does have control over all energy as long as you direct it to be that way. So it doesn't make sense to us. It's not linear. We've never been taught it, but it's the truth. So if you have something in your life you don't want, what's the opposite positive thing that you do want? So, you know, I don't want to weigh 130 pounds. What do I want? I want to be 120 pounds. So I'm not lying to myself, but I'm going to direct my energy to be 120 pounds. And then I'm going to say, what does that feel like? What does that feel like when I weigh what I want to weigh? Because I got to feel it like it's already created for me, and that helps create it. So judging it and hating 130 pounds isn't in harmony with the weight that I want to be, and therefore it will not create the weight that I want to be. Then I want to know that as soon as I ask, it's done. As soon as I commit, it's done. And then I take action around whatever's going to help me create it. So if I need to go to the gym, I'm going to go to the gym. I got an interesting email from one of my clients the other day. She said, I have committed to weighing this much weight, and my friend wants me to go to Weight Watchers, but I don't want to do that. And I wrote her back and I said, if you're committed to being that weight and Weight Watchers will do it, then why aren't you going to Weight Watchers? Well, I want to do it myself. Well, that's one of the ways you do it yourself, is supporting yourself with the choices that'll do it.
There you go. You know, this is such great stuff. We love what you have to say. It's amazing. It's amazing. Hey, this is Candy G and Dee Wallace. We're going to be right back on Nothing But Good News Radio.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz.
Hey, welcome back. This is Nothing But Good News Radio. And I have to say that every single time I have had Dee Wallace on the air, it has been the most extraordinary show. You know, we love you so much and all the things that that you have to share. And you want to have about 5 minutes of airtime. So what I want to do with this airtime is I certainly have about a million questions I could continue to ask you. But what would you like to share with the listening audience? What are you doing now? Just roll with it, Dee.
Well, I'd love to invite them to come to my website, iamdeewallace.com. There's so many offerings, as you know, Candy, on my website that are going to help them, support them, and clarify a lot of what we've been talking about. There are 2-hour webinars on every subject you could ever hope to get help on, business success, money, health, relationships, everything, all channeled information. There's a lot of free offerings, a great pendulum class on there, how to use your pendulum, creating ourselves after loss, which is, and oh my gosh, the past life regression that Dolores Cannon did with me. You want to be inspired, make sure you listen to that one. I'm so incredibly proud of this website and all of the amazing, empowering product and information that we have there. You know, we're working with this new formula and symbol that has just expanded our work exponentially. And just a lot of exciting things there. I'm getting ready. My next 2-hour webinar is called The Dark Side, interestingly enough, the struggle between power and fear. Because in my private sessions that I do over and over and over again, even people very advanced in this work were finding little pockets of these beliefs that are still prevalent that somebody can control your energy or take it over, or we have to protect ourselves, right? Or there is a dark side that can affect us in any way. And again, if you know the principle of energy, that's just not true. Energy is just energy. If you choose to focus it in a dark way, then yes, it can be described as negative energy, but the energy isn't what's negative. It's the consciousness and the direction behind it that is the problem or the challenge. So anyway, there's just bunches of awesome, great, fun, informative stuff on my website, and that seminar is coming up later this month. You'll find it on the webinar page. And I think the homepage. And so, yeah, you know, and I'm still acting. Just finished Hansel and Gretel. That's the two sides of Dee, Candy.
So exciting.
Dee's 30th anniversary is October 9th. They're coming out with an amazing Blu-ray. So I've been doing all kinds of press for that. It's, you know, but I, important relationship that I was in has disbanded. So I've been challenged with staying in love and an open heart around that. And, you know, Candy, against all odds, I did.
And here comes that end of the show music.
Yeah, I know. Okay, I'll shut up.
No, listen, we love you so much. We're looking for another opportunity to, A, get you on the air, have you in South Florida, and just know that you're so embraced by the Nothing But Good News community.
Right, baby.
There you go. Hey, this is Candy G. And you know what I want you to do? Not only do I want you to go to I Am D. Wallace, I want you to get out there and do something remarkable, because this life is yours to be had. Thank you. Thank you. And we'll see you again next week. Bye.